Sometimes they are enemy. Keep going.
Excerpt number 4 from The Purpose of Society 1. We gathered here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And in order to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must first begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be with revoking oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For divinity to be among us.
How do we connect also the lowness and the greatness together? That on one hand, he says we have to start bestowing, where is it? That we have to engage in self-annulment, in lowness towards the others. On the other hand, we have to be proud that the Creator gave us an opportunity. In short, how do greatness and lowness connect together to the middle line? And now that this or that, once this, once that, please. How does it happen? In the middle line, that's how it happens. Because the middle line is the Creator. How's that sentence? In the place that you discover His greatness, that's where you find His lowness, His humbleness. So it happens. How does it happen for us? Please.
Maybe according to my attitude towards the friends, and the friend's attitude towards me. How I perceive these two realities. How am I concerned for the friends I have to care about. I'm greater than them. I have to care about all the details because they're little ones. On the other hand, to accept them into me, that after I've invested in them, still to see all the actions and see them able succeeding in connecting, and I wish I could do like them.
Yeah, it's like a desired state and the state that we have. The lowness is revealed when my true attitude towards a friend is revealed, and that's also the greatness, because the Creator is showing me what I have to correct, and that's what I turn to Him with. So where the middle line is, that's a question, but I think that's a direction.
How will it be together? Maybe only with the upper light, because a person on his own cannot hold on to two opposing states. That on the one hand, he's nullified, he's lowly towards the society, and maybe in acting, he can feel his lowliness, and also above it, he plays in the more corrected state, maybe like that.
It seems to me it works out for me. It's there's like the ego that we have to humiliate and give up on because it's disturbing me from connecting. But the greatness or the pride is by the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, which is what we need. That's not through the ego. That's what we have to raise and pass on.
It's advancing on both legs. You can't be always in lowliness, or you can't be only in greatness. You have to dance between them, once like this, once like that. Maybe that's the next step.
Rav, how to be proud of our lowness, humility, and how to be humble in our pride. Please. No. Come on. How to be proud of our humility and how to be proud that you're humiliated.
There's this illustration I don't know if Rav relates to that, refers to that, that someone is proud how lowly he is. There's this dissonance that the ego arranges. Let's say there's a group that has to climb a mountain, and it looks like an impossible mission, and they're totally lowly compared to the mountain.
Rav, but both of them, oh, so this integrating and that and this, it has to be in perfection. That's the middle line. Right? Okay, keep going.
On the one hand, you have this seemingly impossible mission. They're lowly towards this mission. The created being is totally low compared to the Creator. On the other hand, he's willing to connect.
Rav,
change what himself.
Rav, what, it's not going.
From that,
it's work. You have to work. Without words, it has to be. Without that, how can we advance? It's like when you drive, you right, left, until you... That's being stable on the path. There's nothing but that. Kiev. Come on.
Вопрос от Влада из Киева.
Что такое самая эффективная подготовка перед конгрессом в 10-м? What's the most efficient preparation for the Congress? In the 10, among the 10s. What's the most effective preparation? Again, what is the most effective preparation before the Congress? In the 10 and between the 10s and the world clay. How do I combine these circles, my 10 and the other 10s, as preparation for the Congress? Or maybe I should focus only on my 10 as we prepare for the Congress.
No, we, first of all, we have not even 2 weeks, 10 days, right? That's all. Next Thursday, that's it. It's already the last preparation. So, what do I recommend? I think, first of all, now, every morning, we're going to prepare ourselves according to the lessons. So we have to use that. Participate in it as much as you can, integrate in this. Everybody together, all the groups, all the individuals, the preparation is more important than the Congress itself, because the Congress is a result of the preparation. That was the first thing. Second, we need... I'd say to put some criticism on our tens, except for participating in the lesson, during the lesson, beyond the lesson, as much as we're connected, as much as we're demanding, as much as we understand that the Congress is the place of connection, the place of revelation. Obviously, as we learn, where do we learn that? That the place of exertion is in one place and the place of revelation is in a different place. That a person can exert today and maybe 2 weeks from now get a completely different state that has nothing to do with what he did and get a revelation there. Shamati has something like that, right? That happens with everybody, and I think each one felt it already, that suddenly something is clarified. And he doesn't know why it happened now, but that's how it happens. You have it? Yeah.
Somewhere else, but we'll read here from now. For now, article for the conclusion of the Zohar. Baal Salam writes: you should know that spiritual matters are not like corporeal matters, where giving and receiving are as one, because in spirituality, the giving is separate from the time of receiving. Because here, something was given from the Creator to the created being. And in that, he's giving him an opportunity to receive. But he hasn't received anything until he sanctified himself and purified himself correctly. And then he's rewarded with receiving this thing in a way that there could be a long time between the giving and the receiving time.
That's why what we're doing now, it might only in a year or two. We don't know about it. We don't control it. It depends on the Kli, the world Kli, souls that stuff to be sorted out and connect. We don't know. We have to do what we're supposed to do right now. That's one thing. Second thing is the connection in the Kli. And connecting the whole Kli to the Congress, if it's technical, mechanical, practical, make everything ready. I have to feel that I'm participating in the Congress. As if I'm in the Congress, I have the meals, I have things I have to do, everything that is there, and I'm just doing it in a different place. But the virtual connection covers all. We have to do such actions that will bring me to an illusion that, well, not an illusion, but like a simulation that I'm in the Congress. That's it. I'm there, even everything. And that's it. More Kiev, yes.
Rav, у нас как раз вопрос по поводу моделирования. Мы до сих пор в первой книжке десятки практикуем задание, которое мы когда-то получили.
With respect to that same topic, we're now working on the task we received from the friends, or the prayer, the three times a day. And we wanted to ask, can you help us build the best possible prayer in order to go through this preparation for the Congress so the friends could be included in the same prayer three times a day? What should we think about in this time so the Congress will succeed?
We need to think only about the friends. I am willing to do anything just in order for my friends to connect together and the Creator will bestow the light upon them, that they will be truly connected in one body and He can be revealed in them. That is my only prayer. That's it. No more. If we feel or try to feel to be in that prayer, it will already, the depth of this prayer, the magnitude of this prayer, the willingness to pray about that, that shows a person where he is. The more and more we advance, it'll be more and more clear that that is the only thing. Leman achai v'rai, for my brothers and friends. That is a prayer three times a day, all day. Let him pray all day, just for that. Again, I'm praying that the friends will connect together in one heart with the help of the Creator, and that the Creator will be revealed in them in the complete whole way, and they will have unity. Him and His name are one. That is what I'm praying for. Okay. More Kiev?
Да, у нас еще есть вопрос по поводу физических действий.
Yeah, another question with respect to physical actions. How will physical actions in the Congress and service for the friends help us rise above our ego? And how the efforts that people invest in reaching the Congress can add strength and forces to this work in the Congress?
Every person investing in himself to get to the Congress by this he is adding to that general bank of exertion, and he's filling that threshold we have to reach, the general threshold of exertion we have to reach, until we'll be able to discover the Creator. And in revealing the Creator, I want to add, there is the general revelation that the whole world Kli is rewarded with, and there is an individual revelation that every group, every 10, can be rewarded. There's a difference in that. It's like, let's say, a person in this world in the 21st century. So he gets in general what all of humanity has attained in the 21st century. But individually, he attains as much as he can be, can use it correctly, everything that humanity presents for him. This is the same way with a 10. A 10 can be in the Congress. It is in general there with what all the groups are attaining together, that whole gathering in the world, Kli. And afterwards, each and every 10 also attains it to the extent they participate in it individually, like an individual person in this world. That is why it's very important to invest in the general effort in order to attain the individual result. Because in that you have a connection with the general light that is in the general vessel. And according to your investment, you succeed in discovering him in your individual 10. Pay attention to what I just said and think about it. What did you want? To add something more? That's okay. Meaning there's effort and there's the revelation separate from it. Well, tell us.
It's in the letter 12. Baal Sulam writes that the lowly person has to do everything in his power to do, and then there's room for the blessing. But it's folly to think that the Creator is obligated to place the blessing exactly in the place of his doing. On the contrary, the doing is in one place and the blessing in another place. In a place where a person didn't do anything, because he didn't know or he couldn't do anything in his own strength. And the true blessing is in the place where he did not go. That's the secret of I labored and I found, and I already said about it enough.
That's why I'm saying not to pay attention that you invest, and it supposedly disappears, like you said, the sand that flows through, or yeah, the vessel with a hole in it, it's not important. Or that he takes out of the king's treasure in a small cup the coins until it's added enough outside of it, they tell him, take it, it's all yours. Well, keep going.
Excerpt 5 from Rabash, Love of Friends. Each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love, meaning he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
So everyone will think that now he's coming with the purpose to annul his self-love, not to think how to satisfy his will to receive, but think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from the love of friends, one can reach the love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. That is the main thing we need to overcome and be in that inner struggle. That I'm not thinking of myself, I'm coming to the Congress to think of the others. That this big group sitting here, the 1,000 people, they will help me. Help me think about them and all my friends in the world. That is what I'm coming to them for, to help me come out of my individual thoughts into the general thought about them. In such an egoistic way, I can use them and think about them and want it, and even demand from them that they will bestow upon me more, that they will influence me more. All the benefit from being in the environment is that they will help me thinking about them and not of myself. Okay, Akoka. You agree. How do we do it? Can I come to the group and demand it from them? Will they understand what I'm doing? Yes, no. Tzvika, what do you think? Does anybody have an idea? What do I do in order to obligate society to think about me, that I will think about them instead of myself? Yeah? Well, Bill, come on.
Be a shining example of the three H's at every given moment.
להיות דוגמה בוהקת ומבריקה של שלושת ה-H'ים, התקללות, התבטלות והתפעלות.
עוד?
More? Yeah.
אולי אפשר לעשות כל בוקר בכנס, לפני שמתחילים את היום.
Every morning in the Congress, before we start the day, we assemble and we sign a covenant where we remind each other that this is why we've gathered here, exactly to care about each other.
Meaning, if everybody thinks of the friend, that the friend will think of the group, right? So obviously nobody will think of himself. Well, Rami, it's not working out for you? It's contradicting?
No, for that you need to pay. You need to bring gifts to the friends, so it will happen.
Please, no problem.
When it comes up, there's always a demand to receive a reward. That's how the ego understands.
Yeah?
You know, just to say, I'll think of you, think of me, thoughts fly in the wind. But when you put in effort, you look for a reward in return. If the effort is in that direction, you can receive a reward.
So we have to give gifts. Buy the friend, right? And then what will you get? He will help you think about him. Very nice. Yeah? More? More advice. Nothing. What's up with you? It's a big problem.
No.
Well? Oh, Nessie, yeah. In threes? Obligate them. Threes like in the army.
We have Yehuda Maccabi, the Maccabites, that said, who is for the Creator? Come to me.
Yeah.
Just like that. The beginning of the lesson, beginning of the action, friend is standing here. He says, who is for the Creator will come to me. And he obligates that. He knows that he thinks of the friend to think of the friends. He doesn't just do this action. He commits, he pledges before the Creator. And then everyone sees him going up and pledging. And he gives Yarvut, and by that they give him Yarvut.
Great. Okay. Yes.
To arrange the tents in the same level of commitment, because right now the way they are, I don't know if we can create this pledge. Some friends who want it and some friends who don't really want it. arrange it according to how many days a person makes it to the lesson.
Do you agree with it? Yes, no, understand? Repeat it. What is he saying? That the tens have to be organized according to their exertion of each and every person. He exerts 100%, he has a certain 10. 80%, he has a different 10, and so on. If we organize them in this way, what do we get?
Then we can pledge. Right, according to the same level of exertion. Right now, it's not such a state.
Who thinks the 10 should be like that? Lift your hand up. You don't even have 1/10 that agrees. Why don't you want that? What do you mean you can't measure exertion? He's saying according to the days that a person appears here. He's giving you this discernment. What do you want? He's not saying that he puts some exertion meter in you. We don't have such a tool. What? Who didn't hear?
Didn't hear what you said. You should accept everyone just as he is, not as he thinks.
Why? Why can't you measure a person compared to the days he comes? Why is it not possible? You, let's say, come 3 times a week. An example. I know you come. And Tzvika comes every day, doesn't miss out on a moment.
So that's his 100%.
So for him it's 100%, for you it's 20%. So how can you be together in one group?
That's work for me.
I'm saying you're a worker or not. I'm saying you can't be in one group. He invests 100%. He wants to advance. He wants friends that are investing 100%. At least according to this external piece of data, he can measure something. He can't. He doesn't have like a thermometer that checks your exertion. There is no such thing. He can't put it in your ear or your mouth or your nose. Nothing. He has no tool. And he can see what he sees. The judge only has what his eyes can see. I look at him. I see, look at this guy. Yesterday he was in the center, you understand? I was envious of him. I thought I might have come down to sit with him, but I said, I see him, he took my place. You look good, I'm not saying no. Yeah, you were all nice and everything. So why is it not good?
No.
Well?
Well, in this state, it's also work to justify the friend, to see the greatness in him. Although he only comes a few days a week. We have such friends. They're here, not every day, but we're trying to help them, to justify them.
Help them? Why does that stand in the way?
Not just that, also to put yourself in his state. People go through many states. Berlin, the corporeality of the friend is my spirituality.
We can say you're right that you're not examined according to the hours that you've been studying. Yeah. It's not by the schedule, but how does that help us? Maybe it's failing us. Maybe we're doing something wrong that really stops us on the path. Yes?
One of the things that it helps with is we know the Creator arranges states to each friend. Stronger periods, weaker periods where friends is more distanced. This form where you're not measured according to how many days you make here, it helps friends stay in even during the times that it's difficult for them. You know, the group doesn't detach from them.
We're not talking about detachment.
It's felt.
No, what are you talking about? It's felt. Some come once a week. Some come every day. The ones who come every day, they're together, everyone advancing. The ones who come once a week, they also advance, but in a different pace.
Once you separate, at least in the ten, once you separate between those who come daily and those who come partially, it created a separation, division in the groups. Created like this elite group that doesn't relate to the others, and it brought a lot of difficulties.
So what? Maybe this is what we should do. At least some avant-garde and some cavaliers. Maybe they will reach it and then they'll help all the others. But you're stopping them. You're preventing them from advancing.
Again, that's the impression we got from the Israeli clique. Groups in Israel that try to do it, we reach the conclusion that it doesn't help the group as a whole.
Now, is this based on corporeal principles or spiritual ones? Hold on, it's not so simple. So, what I'm asking is that you discuss it according to corporeal principles and spiritual principles. What is the true participation, the true way the friends can gather as a ten? Please.
According to spiritual principles, each judge according to his own flaws. And if the friend is behind every friend, we need to see the friends as great, whatever they do. Even if a friend comes once a month, that's what the Creator arranged for him. That's a reflection of my own state.
Still, this does not contradict the fact that I see him as great. Even if he only comes once a year to the Congress, it doesn't mean we have to be in the same tent together, because we still advance in a different pace. I don't know what's spiritual here and what's corporeal. It's a subtle scrutiny. It's hard to say.
There are many things here. One is the fact that the person feels that he's in the know, he's in the innermost circle. The question is, where is his heart? So if you're putting him in a separate circle, you severed him from this thing. The other way to look at it is that we can use envy more correctly towards, I want to be like them, I want to be greater, I want to try harder.
That's the question of all questions. Right, Rami? Well, I don't think we have to take care of the corrections. The corrections will be taken care of by the Creator, but I think we should look at it as a judge sees only what his eyes can see. And we have to look at the goal and how to reach the goal. I need a society that will fly towards the goal. So I'll be ashamed if I make some mistake. The Creator will organize the corrections and all the, you know, you see your own flaws and all. But the way I see it and how I measure it, I think we should organize things according to the levels of desires.
Yeah, spiritual measurements, we don't have those. We don't have a spiritual thermometer. But we can measure corporeal measures that Kabbalists have brought us. That's our framework. Ultimately, so the assembly, the gathering, according to the spiritual principle, we wish to rise up the ladder of degrees towards being a man. And the measure for it is is according to the external framework. Yes, we have to make sure that each one of us is doing the maximum in order to hold on to it.
From what I think now, corporeal principles is his framework. According to his corporeality, does he come every day or doesn't he come? That's the way he comes. I treat him as a friend in a tent if he comes. If he doesn't, I don't. According to corporeal form. But spiritual principles means that every friend is a friend and the Creator brought him to my group. And beyond the 10, there's also a group, there's a world kli. And I have to accept the whole world kli as points in the heart that are awakened, and to treat them that way with the sanctity. The way I feel it, integration is more important than building some pioneers, because this can cause some separation and the whole pyramid is disintegrating from below. Maybe when we reach a state that we pass the machzom, we're corrected, we won't have this separation. We could be in the 10 then without feeling the separation.
Gershon, judge doesn't have has it only when his eyes show him. But first, you have to be a judge, not an egoist, because an egoist think the others are bad. The concealment and revelation of the Creator, the article, says that the friends were given to you so you can measure himself. How do you see them? If you see them as great, as putting in 100% effort, then probably you're closer to revelation. If you see them as corrupted, lowly, they just don't feel like coming, then from this you can learn about your own state. The 10 should help a person, should give a person an environment for work. If he wants a spiritual work, he should look for a spiritual 10. If he wants a corporeal work, like in the Boy Scouts, that'll be fun to come, then he needs these guys.
I think we're mixing here between different things. The fact that I suppose I don't want to be in a 10 with someone who comes only once a month doesn't mean that I can't do internal work with him and see him as great. These two things are not linked. And think practically as well. Let's say there are 10 guys in the 10. One comes once a year, the other once a month, the other once every 2 weeks. They can't sit together in the 10. What? This one will sit once. Okay, what I'm saying is you have to think about the practice, how to do it. We have to have some limit. We can't have someone who comes once a month with someone who comes every day.
Here in this den, we're supposed to be lions. We come all the time. Before that, we were in mixed tents, right? If I look at my previous 10, there were those who come less, and there were those who come more. So those who come more, Rav, I want to hear a few opinions. Gilad, what do you think? Quickly, please. A few words.
That the spiritual and the corporeal principles contradict.
That's clear.
That's it.
What to do? Organize according to the framework or not?
No.
Mushi?
We should really see how this contradiction, how we can solve it. Because I said that according to corporeal principles, say in the army, there's like a special unit with 50 special soldiers, apart from the 10,000 ordinary soldiers. If we can envy them in a good way, it's good to have some guys like Neve and Essie that never leave. But I can't. I have to leave the lesson 20 times and I can't come every day and all. So accordingly, it's not clear. How? On the one hand, it's good to have. I told the 10, if we can just keep 3 basic rules every day, morning lesson, and a few more criteria by Rabash, in our 10, maybe 2.5 people out of 12, in the best case scenario. And these are simple things, seemingly.
But those who were left of the other 10?
Yeah.
Build another 10.
If the other 10 could envy the 2, or say you connect in every 10, you have a 2 such guys. But I don't understand how.
Divide into classes. Still, you have first grade, second grade, third grade.
That's why I said we checked it. But the moment you divide it, there's no positive envy, and then you start with the problems. Except that there's one more thing. When a person becomes weaker, he can't look at the stronger guys in the group and hang on to them. Because if you're only connecting weak people together,
What did you see, Shai?
Again, nothing is decisive. You can go their views this way and that way, but the social team in Israel decided that the best way is that if you take one decision that is to mix different levels of commitment. Of course, we're not talking about guys who come only once a month or they have no framework, and you'll never know when you'll see them. I'm talking about friends who are in the group and you're mixing them and you have tens, well, actually more than 10, maybe 15 or 20 tens, 20 people in the tens, so that you'll have a 10 every morning physically, and that's what you count on. That's something pretty much stable.
So you are all not for organizing the group according to the effort in the morning lesson. Okay. Where are you? 6. Please.
Excerpt number 6 from the article The Purpose of Society 2 by Rabash. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than the friends can no longer unite with them.
Like the example of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, if I nullify myself towards the friends in the group, I receive forces from them. And the system from above is arranged in such a way that if I nullify myself correctly towards the friends, I receive force from them that's sufficient for me to be as a force that can receive the upper illumination and hold it as in order to bestow. Is that clear? I see that you raise your hands before you heard what I said. Each one got one or two words from what I said. I repeat. The upper system, meaning the ten, through the light that shines on it, it's arranged in such a way that through the keter, where light enters, and it comes to me, and if I'm the malchut that nullifies myself towards these other nine spheres before me, I receive the power to be able to receive the light in order to bestow in all those first nine, on the condition that I'm included in them. I serve them. And they're integrated in me correctly because I'm the one who nullifies myself towards them, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, the example. Doesn't matter, it works everywhere. The law is the same. And it wouldn't do me any good if I nullified myself towards three or four in the ten and not towards everyone. Because that's how it's organized, that I have to nullify myself towards everyone. There's no only a little bit in only a little bit in spirituality. It's a complete system, complete vessel. I have to nullify myself, and they're arranged in such a way that I have to nullify myself according to my ego before them. And then the power of bestowal from them is included in me, and then I'm included in them, and I become the malchut, receiving this first nine by bestowing to them. Everything is arranged in this way. It's
it's
adapted between myself and the friends. If I nullify myself towards them, there's enough bestowal, force of bestowal to discover the upper light. Is that clear? Ask about that only. There's a doctor before you.
This is organized according to the 10, what you said, that the incidental 10s is the best thing. Because people come to the lesson, they come, the ones with the great desire sit here up front, and the ones who have less desire, they sit in the back. And then you see how the whole world is organized. These have great desires, these are a bit less. But this morning, now it's different, because these envy those. And
okay, but what we discussed?
That's what you just said.
See, that's what he heard. Gershon, how did you hear?
I'd like to ask about the process you just described. If a person comes, he wants to annul himself to the whole 10, not enough for 3 or 4. He wants to annul himself before everyone.
Because the 10 is aimed exactly at you.
Yeah. And in what he should do in this action of annulment, he has to see how great they are and everything we're saying. He finds out that he's not annulling before them, he's annulling them. He's canceling them. He gets some recognition of evil. Can I ask about that?
Mm-hmm.
What in this process, I can't understand how we're talking about the quality of bestowal going in here. It's as if there is inner work that's clear, that's felt, there's prayer and everything, but where's the bestowal? Where's the love that should spread among the friends? Where does it come from?
I don't understand what you're saying. If I nullify myself towards them, I receive through them the power of bestowal, the force of bestowal. That's what we're talking about.
How is that felt in a 10, in a person? What is that?
I don't know how it's felt in the 10. It's felt in me.
What is it?
And the force of bestowal. As much as I nullify myself in them, even partially, I receive from them a force of bestowal. But if I nullify myself towards them in the complete way, the way I deserve to be according to the situation, then I receive enough force of bestowal to discover the Creator, the Ketel. It's like a bottle that's getting filled. Although the water comes from above, but it is filled from below, right?
Right?
Until it reaches the Keter. And then I attain the Creator. I, Malchut, attain the Creator.
One more question about this. In our state, can a person, is the place of the work is the lesson when we gather here together. Can a person nullify himself before a person who's not sitting with him in the table?
I'm not discussing this. That was a...
But we have to nullify ourselves before the whole 10.
I don't know, the 10 before me. I'm talking about the information I put before you right now. Why are you introducing other questions? And if it's not the 10, and if it's 3, or 7. I don't know. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the 10 before me. That's it. Confusion you have. You cannot cut matters and examine. I can't solve the equation if there's more than one variable, one x. Why are you saying if, and if you have this, and if you have that? I don't know. I can't take this into consideration. There's a 10 before me. The Creator is working through the Ketel, through all the friends He's bestowing onto me, He's influencing me. If I nullify myself towards them, and I care about them, I reach a state where I come to Keter, I have a reflected light, I have bestowal, in this force of bestowal, on top of my ego, I have a vessel, a screen, everything. That's how we come to the revelation of the Creator. The example is simple, it's living, it's whole. You can say whole. You're not measuring your aviyut, your coarseness, your reshimot, you don't understand them, you're not getting them, they're not awakened in this action, but it's a correct action. Nonetheless, do and you shall see.
Who is the ten before whom I annul myself? The ones sitting in the table, the three friends who came to the morning lesson, or the whole list of the friends in the ten?
I don't know. I asked you.
We also don't know, because it's unclear. According to what I understand from what we just read, from the excerpt, I have to simply nullify myself, having nothing to do with how many times this person comes. In our case, some guys come 0 times a week. Every day they wrote in the WhatsApp why they couldn't come to the lesson. And some come 7 days a week. So before whom do I annul myself? If I just have to nullify, having nothing to do with nothing, so okay, cool. But if it's only the ones here in the table, so it's something else. So before whom?
Before everyone.
Having nothing to do with nothing.
Without any connection, it sends the friend to a scale of merit.
Good.
As if he is before you with his heart and soul, and he is 100% righteous, and you have to nullify yourself before him. You ask something about that? Okay, I didn't get it. I understood it from him.
What if there's a situation where a friend in the ten, suppose I understand from him, that he has no desire to make a change. He doesn't really want spirituality.
Sentence to a scale of merit. He's in your ten, you have to say that he's a complete righteous. How do you know? Each one is judging according to his own flaws. Otherwise, you can't relate to them. You can't relate to them any other way. Even if the whole ten is there before you, and everyone is there every day, and everyone is shining example, and everyone appears like huge, like complete righteous. Doesn't matter. You have to accept them with and justify them fully. Or maybe they're all. You know, you think Rabbi Yossi Menkisma had exemplary students? They were what they were. The whole matter is they have eyes, but they do not see. We must nullify ourselves, and in this way, you're building a vessel of bestowal.
So what I hear now is you're talking about nullifying. A few minutes ago you said you have to nullify yourself correctly. What does it mean to nullify myself before my friends? What am I, a zero? My whole life people are stepping on me. How can I annul myself?
How did they put him in the middle there yesterday? You see, he came back to himself.
Do you understand? What does it mean to nullify myself before the friend? What? To act? To smile to him? I'm not nullifying myself. What force will help me to truly nullify me? Inside, truly, before him. Not these acts you do here.
Pray, ask, cry.
So it doesn't help me right now. So how do I do it?
There's no other way. You know? As Rabbi says. Then he's in practice helping to nullify himself before the friends. Come to them and nullify. Give him something from the Hasidic stories so he can see how they would nullify themselves with each other intentionally.
And then you tell me, wait, you're gonna, hatred will come. Let's see you nullify yourself. I don't understand at all how to do that.
Come to it. How do I know?
So how do I nullify myself correctly before a friend?
Each degree has its own disturbances. The guards, the cups of the king, the higher we climb, they become more vicious. But I'm not thinking about them. I have a problem with this part that's right before me. It's forbidden to look further ahead. It's like a child who, from the first day in first grade, and he says, "You didn't tell me it's 10 years. You know, why is this called the first grade? What do you mean? It's terrible." According to that joke. We don't see, look more than one day.
Do I have to be aided with an upper force to nullify before a friend, or am I so great that I can do it on my own?
Cry.
No, should I ask for the lighter forms or shouldn't I? Should I do it alone or how?
Yeah, ask on your own. You should ask that. Say that you cannot nullify yourself before the friends. Ask
the Creator, the light that reforms. Can it help me on all?
It will. Ask.
So I need an intention. I have to have an intention as well.
Even just the words without an intention, that it also works. They say like that. If a person can't do anything with his hand, right? Let's say that his hand is paralyzed, God forbid. And doctors say it now, you know. But it was always like that. Think that you're working with it. You're starting to awaken the center, the corresponding center in your brain. And the hand cannot move, the muscles, whatever, but the brain begins to activate it as if it's activating. Start with that and you'll see how it's going to start working. Phantom, doesn't matter. I'm not talking about that. Okay, in short, it's clear. So where are we? To the extent a person nullifies himself towards the ten, he needs to believe that the ten is arranged exactly like this towards him. If he nullified himself towards the ten, in his nullification, he discovers the Creator. He reached the degree of the measure of bestowal the Creator is presenting before him. That's it. It's nothing else. Reflected light. He collected everything, he built it on top of his coarseness. They put their disturbances before him. Guys, you are exactly in this, the action of reception. Do it and you'll see. Because in your nullification towards the ten, you're building your soul, in which you discover your Creator. And that's a nullification only. On top of this repulsion. From here, you have the view, the coarseness, that's your ego that disturbs you. From that, you get the zakut, the purity. And you rise with your purity above the coarseness. That's the meaning of the Rishimovit Lepshut is greater by one unit from the Rishimovit Aviyut. Then you build everything with your hands.
Kiev.
Даров, у нас есть еще пара вопросов. Как вы видите идеальное состояние готовности мирового?
Yes, sir, we have a few more questions. How do you see the ideal state of the world flea preparing for the Congress? How is that expressed, the tremendous desire to unite, detachment from all corporeal thoughts, maybe despair of actions you've done, maybe recognition of the demand in the tent for the light? Where should we aim ourselves in the upcoming 2 weeks?
I think that you must work together with the friends here, because they're working on it constantly in connection with other groups around the world, and you're only doing it typically right before the Congress. So you have to work together, two centers. One center here in Israel that's caring for the entire world, and this temporary center in Kiev, you have to work together and truly start in a very practical way, I would even say aggressive way, to send material and to demand participation and for everyone to register and In short, we need to awaken everyone. And it's not the way we used to relate to congresses like before. Yeah, some congress in Brazil, I don't know. Rav left, he left. Let him go. He needs to take care of some other groups. I'm not going to take care of some groups. It's a World Kabbalah Convention whose center, epicenter, keeps changing. But it says nothing about the rest of the vessels. We have to think, we have to awaken them. Each vessel, each person, I'm asking him to send to that mailbox. That's already said. Yeah? Where's the email address?
The email is BB Congress 2017. We can also see it on the screens in a second. We're going to publish in the website of the Congress. We can send there how every group is preparing for the Congress. We'll update it.
Great. Each one, each individual, and each group must send a report. What do we have left? Yes, Chaim.
In the upcoming Thursday, we're going to have a Congress of beginners, friends, people who haven't really heard about the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's going to be all over Israel. And anyone who's interested or would like to hear a little bit of what we just talked about is invited. It's going to be a very interesting evening. A lot of the guys here will be there explaining about all these things. And the question, Rav, well, of course, we're going to have there an explanation and a workshop so that people can taste a little bit of it. We're going to have, physically we have everything we need to have a successful evening. This whole thing is going to be an hour and a half. Very easy, nice, comfortable evening. What feeling? What should go through there so that a person will say, okay, I like it. I want to come for 10 more meetings.
I spoke about it at the beginning of the lesson today. But the people of Israel are not missing anything. The people of Europe are not missing anything. People of America are not missing anything except for connection. The only connection in history is the example that we saw with Abraham. He took representatives from 70 nations. He connected them, put them together in such a way that to this day they are unable to separate. Why? Because he taught them how to draw the upper light to bind them. And that's why they can't separate. That's what the world needs. And first of all, that's what the people of Israel need. So we're learning how to realize it, and we also need to teach the world that, because it needs it, and to all be as one man in one heart, and so on, and so forth, to build this one kli, all as one. So we have to explain that to them. This is a special method for connecting everyone. That's what we need to do. Because what he did, this phenomenon, we see it from history, 3,500 years, nothing happened. You see them as they were 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter, more religious, more secular, more this, more that. Whether there's this upper force that is keeping them together and doesn't let them run away from each other. Even though they want to escape with all their might, they can't. They simply can't. That's what the world needs. So let's realize that method. And then there's no problem. We'll solve all the problems of the world. They come only from separation. And we'll treat them. That's why you have to. That's what you have to explain to them. And to draw them to that. And later in the lessons, yes.
At the moment, Rav, in the world, there's a feeling of a bit insecurity and a bit of chaos in many places in the world. Can a person in 10 such meetings get some control over his life from these 10 meetings?
No. No one receives any confidence or anything. He can only receive knowledge how to reach confidence, health, and all the best knowledge about it. This initial cursory knowledge, not more than that. Confidence? No, the confidence is in the connection. You don't attain it in 10 lessons. Rather, in these 10 lessons, he comes into contact with this method. How is it going there in Luxembourg? Everything good?
Thank God.
God bless, I understand.
Je voudrais te poser une question pour mon blog. En ce moment, il y a une situation en France.
I'd like to ask you a question for my blog. Right now, there's a special situation in France. They're before the elections.
Marine Le Pen pour le Front National. Et de l'autre côté, tu as un monsieur qui s'appelle Macron qui est juif.
On the one hand, you have Marie Le Pen. On the other hand, you have a Jew guy. And he says he wants to unite the left and the right.
I don't know. I mean, you can go on as much as you want. I know Le Pen a little bit, but this Jewish guy, I don't know where he comes from, where he belongs to, I don't know him. The fact that he's Jewish is already bad. For sure, it can be good. Why should a Jew be there? I don't understand. Maybe in order to help Marie Le Pen? I don't understand, but let's say I haven't seen, I've never seen a Jew in positions of power in this global systems that actually did something for the sake of Israel. Always went against Israel. If you're asking me, I'm for Marie Le Pen in this case. Truly, I think after everything we've went through, there's this retreat from this liberalism. People are beginning to understand that they've entered this problem because they've used this their ego without reins, and they have to address these problems. So now we will see this repentance. What does it mean? Europe needs to cleanse itself of everything, has to go back to a strong middle class.
Trump miyatzeik.
Also what Trump represents, and so on. That's the time that's ahead of us. You can't escape that. The Brexit by UK and a few more like that, those are all signs pointing at that. The nations have to go back to their previous state. We're in France, there will be French, and in Germany, Germans, and in Turkey, Turkish, and not this mixture, because it's impossible to have it. When it appeared in Babylon, they immediately started to disperse. Or otherwise they would eat each other alive. There would have been some terrible war. Our civilization today wouldn't have existed. So, if not for war, Europe will go in such a way that will cleanse it from all the immigrants. I don't know if all the immigrants, but many of them. The same way this wave came, that wave would reverse. It's natural, that's how it should be, according to nature. Until they will discover that first they must have education, connection. Connection can come only by education. First there will be education, then education for connection, and to the extent they're connected, they can cancel all the borders in Europe and around the world. To the extent they're connected. That's it, that's normal, that's logical. Otherwise, no.
Rav, mais qu'est-ce que tu penses d'unir la droite et la gauche? Est-ce que c'est quelque chose dont on parle dans la spiritualité, mais est-ce que dans ce monde c'est possible?
But what do you think about uniting the right and left? That's something we've been talking about in spirituality, but is it possible in this world?
In our world it's possible, thanks with education, I'm telling you, love covers all transgressions. If they have a higher goal, higher than left and right, then it's possible for each one to be integrated in the other and reach the middle line. But again, they need to first see the goal that's higher than where they are right now, themselves. And it happens when each one nullifies himself towards the others and raises the greatness of the common goal. That's called the greatness of the Creator. What is the greatness of the Creator? Creator is our complete mutual integration. And that's what we raise above ourselves. But you have to explain that. You have to educate people for that. What do you think? This commissary in Brussels, they do something about it? What are you talking about? Nothing. The way you saw with this Hollande, he keeps a barber for $10,000 a month and he's bald. You see, that's...
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב, אנחנו מתקרבים לסיום. מה אני עוד פעם אומר?
What am I saying again? Let's come to the Congress. Kiev, listen up. Send questions, problems. We will work on it together. We'll come and we'll help you.
זהו.
That's it. For the time being, we'll continue with tomorrow with the first and second lessons, and we'll advance. See, there's a lot to scrutinize. See, when we start this lesson, but you know, we have gathered here. There's a lot more to scrutinize about gathering here. For now, Camille wants to sing us daily task. Oh, we haven't heard from them. Please, Carmiel.
Good morning from Carmiel. Rav, dear friends, worldly, we're very excited to read the daily task for you. So during the day, every 10 scrutinizes, discusses how we can use the forces of resistance and connection as preparation to the Congress. Good luck, only together. L'chaim. Can you repeat?
Repeat it? Yeah, sure.
Our daily task. During the day, every 10 scrutinizes and discusses how we can use the forces of resistance and connection as preparation to the Congress.
Very good. Good luck. We'll think about it. And
this we conclude. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Shai, you wanted to say something? Yes, we're off the air because we want to talk about the introductory evenings and we can't do it on Channel 66 on TV. So it's very important to hear these details. We had some happy occasions lately, Purim and the Congress, and now we're going to have the Kiev Congress. And this Thursday, we're starting a new course in Israel. It's a lot of people are interested. our best lecturers are going to be there. We have to support them. Now, a few things, because friends all over see us. If you're in Israel, tomorrow we're going to broadcast on Sviva Tova. Uri Shabtai is going to have a refresh our our skills, how to bring friends. If I have a friend, maybe I think he can come. So Uri Shabtai will train us how to invite them to the evening on this Thursday. Of course, if I can come with them to this Thursday, to these lectures, it's the best thing. If you don't yet know how you can help, don't wait, that will turn to you. I'm talking especially about the groups, but also in Petah Tikva. Please turn to the friends in charge and ask them, how can I help? How can I contribute to this evening so we'll be more successful? We've sent and we'll send again all the details about where the lectures are taking place. Sometimes it's not in your centers, so please make sure about the address. We're gonna send you the names of the lecturers so you can tell your friends, oh, it's Amit Shalev, I know him, he's so good, I want you to come and hear this guy. This really helps, this personal knowledge about the lecture. And if you're in Petah Tikva, we're going to the different centers all over Israel, so please turn to Nesi, and he'll tell you where to go. We'll continue the update tomorrow. Gilad?
Hey friends, after all the research and we do, we see that people who come and join us and continue with us all the way to the study and morning lesson, as the topic came up today. They come for one reason, not because of the internet, that we're getting better there, not the flyers, that it always worked, but friend brings a friend. So tomorrow, 7 p.m., as Shai said, we'll have this training on Sviva Tova. Uri Shabtai will give it how to make a friend come, how to bring that friend that didn't come till today. So maybe people changed at the workplace, maybe people joined the family, different people who didn't study the wisdom of Kabbalah, who never signed up for campus. We'll do that tomorrow at 7 p.m.
We'll continue the update tomorrow and the next day. Thank you to all the friends. A few more notices. We're all as one, the World Kabbalah Congress in Kiev, Ukraine. Friends, viewers from all over the world, you're all invited to the World Kabbalah Congress on March 24th through 26th in Kiev, Ukraine. For more details, Sviva Tova. Welcome to the World of Kabbalah. Kabbalah La'am. College is happy to invite you to lectures on this Thursday all over Israel. Admission is free. For details, 1-700-509-209 or in the website kab.co.il. At this, we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
Стену, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Cause if you take the light at night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Fail, fail, shine.
сердца соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с Ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Step into a